WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
This is WQDSX Mobile Listening.
This morning. Miserable day out, but I've got western type traffic out here today. For some reason people think a little bit of rain is like snow.
Charlie, where are you?
I'm on Betts Highway out east. I'm like in the Bohemia area.
Well, I'm with the east of the lake. Wymark has very good coverage. Very good, Charlie. I woke up a little while ago. My attendant, or you can call him helper, or you can call him friend. He is a friend. He went out to buy me cigarettes.
All right. I thought you were trying to kick that habit. Guess it takes some time after so many years.
And well, I was. But the gum... It's very expensive, and I just stopped. For the time being, I'll get back to it when I move.
All right. Yeah, congratulations on that. I heard all about it, but good luck. And Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't a generic gum available for you for, you know, smoking. It's insane the prices they get.
You know, I'm not going to move away from Limebok. I'm going to continue my membership and come into Echo Link.
All right, then you'll still be around. That's a good thing. But, nothing else new on my end. Weekend's over. Back to a work week.
Oh, I know. I know what you're saying, Charlie. All right. What'd you do over the weekend?
All right, I had a 22 caliber rimfire rifle match on Saturday, which went well. We had about six people show up, and it's always fun. There's nothing more fun than getting out and shooting 22 rimfire. And other than that, that's about it.
Okay, Charlie, that's good. When I get down to Florida, I'm not sure or not if I may want to buy like a 9mm Glock and keep it in the house just in case of an intruder. I guess I would want some training. I mean, I've shot rifle. I had three rifles I owned when I lived in Queens, but I never really got started with them because I had a mild stroke. And by the time I got well, the permit was up for renewal.
Well, I am, as you know, a Second Amendment advocate, and, you know, as long as you get the training and know how to use it, there's nothing wrong with having a firearm. But there's other deterrents as well. But, better safe than sorry. I always have a fire extinguisher in my kitchen, too.
I know what you're saying. See, I don't know if Patty is going with me. She doesn't want to go to Florida, but she may change her mind. Now, and she's terrified of firearms, so if she comes, I wouldn't buy one. If she doesn't come, I don't know either. I might want to go to a club down there. Down there, it's very relaxed, and get some training.
Well, it's a good idea. Definitely safety training, and, you know, I recommend that for everyone. But anyway, I appreciate the company. I'm just about to turn off on my block for my first call, but thanks for coming back. Just going to say 73 is the next call round.
Okay, Charlie, very good. Nobody on Limebok today, like you said. I'll see you later. Just sit near monitoring. M2EO.
All right, Rich, you have a good day. 73, and maybe everybody took the day off. Would be a nice thing. KD2KNH clear.
Have a good one, Charlie, M2EO.
K2KMD from WB2ZSE.
K2KMD, good morning, Steve.
Hey, Rich. Just figured I'd drop in and say hello. I've been listening to the radio, and it finally took a break.
Yeah, I'm just looking out the window. It's unbelievable. The amount of rain that we've had. Crazy. I think it's supposed to rain all day today, too. All right, what else are you doing? You're on your way into work now?
Yeah, I'm just headed for the parkway. I'm on Jericho.
All right. Played a, they just did the street. And, I mean, the street's beautiful, you know, newly paved, yellow line down there. But it looks like they made a dip. And, you know, as they rolled it out, that they just didn't maintain the evenness to keep the water flowing down. So it's puddling a little bit in front of my house and actually across the street by the sewer. They must have inclined it too much, and there's just too much water that collects even in a light rain. Crazy. You know, thousands upon thousands of dollars spent, and somebody screwed up.
Yeah, well, typical.
Low bidder.
I'll refrain from commenting further.
Anyway, I've got to, you have a customer stopping by, maybe a little after 9, so I have to, get myself ready. Can't, oh boy, can't even stand myself, so I'll catch you later. WB2ZSE,
KTKNB. Yeah, back to the satellite radio with me. WB2ZSE.
And to the IGC mobile, Richard, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Good morning to you and Steve. What did the Lime Rock meteorologist have in store for us for Sunday?
I don't know. I didn't want to look 5 days in advance, although I think it's clear. I think after Wednesday we have some clear weather coming up, which is always a good thing.
Also, I have seen rain, but maybe it'll clear up. Crazy weather. I shipped the heat off like 2 weeks ago. It's so cold this morning and now 52 degrees outside. But it's going to go to almost 70. And I'll let you go. Have a good day. And Tuesday, juicy on the sun.
All right, Ron, 7-3. Catch you later.
Have to come out here, and
And Jersey to me is, I don't know. It's like out of Mongolia. I don't know much about it. I go there every, once every other never. And the place I go to most frequently would be Jetlag Stadium.
Yep, no problem. Yeah, born and raised here, so kind of my stopping ground. But, we're all over the place, so get around all over. Enjoy seeing new places and stuff like that. So, hey, thanks for picking it up, and nice to talk to you. Hopefully, it looks like I'm kind of getting closer to getting off the turnpike here, which is a good thing. And it should be a clean trip after that on the local streets. So I'll say 73 to you, Jeff, and hope to talk to you again down the road. N2ION from Alpha 2, Sierra Victor Mike, 73.
Hey, very good. Nice to meet you. Hopefully we'll pick it up with you again one of these days. And when you're out this way, of course, this is a good repeater. I have a UHF repeater here also, but this is the club repeater, so it carries a long way. It's up on a high spot, so no problem. Have a great day, and I'm sure we'll talk again. KU2SVN, N2ION.
N2EO, Jeff. How are you getting along? Are you still using your walker?
Nah, that's all. A thing of the past. I have it, but I'm not really using it. I'm doing okay. I started physical therapy this morning, and I'm good. So, nothing to complain about. All's well. How was your weekend?
All's good, Jeff. No problem. I'm glad you're getting away from it. That's great.
Yeah, I don't like things like that. I like to get up and go, you know, and to me that's more important than sitting back and letting it all happen. So I've been working fiercely on my rehab exercises, and I'm getting stronger. I feel it. I feel good. That's what you need to do. You need to jump on it before it jumps on you.
That's right, Jeff. When I lost my first leg, I was in rehab, and I don't know why I didn't make a lot of progress. So after 3 months, I came home. I was homesick.
Being homesick is one thing, but, you know, doing what you need to do is another. I'm surprised you don't have prosthetics. That would make your life a whole lot better.
Yeah, well, that time when I lost the first one, they did give me a prosthetic for the right side. And the left side was good, but I still couldn't walk. I got up on it. It was a full rehab. I could walk a few feet and fall back into a wheelchair. And I don't know why, but after 3 months of being there, I really got homesick and came home because I made very little progress.
Right, I got somebody at my door. I gotta go. Talk to you later, N2ION.
Jeff, see you later, N2ION, N2EO.
W2VL repeater system.
W82RYY to KC1SAM.
W82RYY,
KC1SAM. KC1SAM clear.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Mobile listening.
Heard a mobile out there, AK1CC.
Station, I didn't catch that. WB2YMC?
WB2YMC, you got AK1CC mobile in Connecticut, AK1CC.
A little noisy into the machine. I guess you're on IOLP or Echo Link or something. The name here is Brian, and I'm located on Long Island, about 20 miles, 15 miles east of the repeater in Queens.
Brian, let me try to sell this machine, because I'm over here on
Connecticut. Yeah, you're not making the machine too well. Maybe up the power or change locations. Check in a little while. WB2YMC.
Net tonight at 8:30. W2VL repeater system.
Going to the bank to get some cash.
Engine, I have enough cash on me to pay for the propane, but it is tight. And then I'm going to pick up a couple items that I'm desperate for in the supermarket. Very mundane.
Where do you go for propane?
Oh, for the last 30 years, I've been dealing with this outfit, American Compressed Gases on New South Road, Hicksville. The problem is, except in the July and August, they are closed on weekends. They open Saturday mornings in July and August specifically for the barbecue tank refill crowd. Now, when I've been working in the Hicksville area, it hasn't been a problem. But, like, when I was working in the city, it was a problem, and I started using Target.
That's interesting. Is Target cheaper? And someone was telling me that with some of these places, they're actually only giving you 15 or 16 pounds. I forget what the concern was, expansion or something. No, I'm not sure, but there was a reason why some of the majors on the exchange are only giving you 15 pounds.
82 IKX. That's correct, Richie.
Yes. Target deals with, quote, blue vinyl, which is a 15-pound fill, which, of course, is cheaper. American Compressed Gases goes with the standard 20 pounds. And not surprisingly, it's more expensive. But, you know, the differences are small enough that I wouldn't consider one a better buy than the other. IKS?
Hey, John. Yeah, but in theory, it's 5 hours less, but I have to run back again, so I don't know. Anyway, I do have to run. I've got to go out and do some shopping. So, I'll say 7-3. Catch you later. John, you want to pick it up with Ed for a couple of minutes, or are you on the road now? KD2AKX. And the group is K2KMB. I'll be on the side.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up in front of the next QTH. I was overfilling my tanks up over a place in Massapequa. They actually put a tank in the ground, and the guy says, yeah, when you do the exchanges, you only get 15 pounds. When they fill them up at the stations, you get 20 pounds. But I don't know what they charge for the refill for the 15 pounds. Ed?
I don't remember, because the time I got the refill on Target with Blue Rhino was around, like October, so it was a while ago. But if you want to know what I'm going to pay for the industrial place, I should certainly know within a half hour.
Well, I paid $22 for 20 pounds, so you let me know later.
Yeah, that does ring a bell, that for the last 3 or 4 years, about $1 a pound is about the going rate, give or take a bit. And with that, WB2EAB Mobile still listening.
This is W2YAL, Whiskey 2 Yankee Alpha Lima, on the frequency and listening.
W2YAL, this is WB2EAB Mobile. Go ahead, sir. Name is Ed.
WVTAT, I think I got it. This is W2YAL. The name is Yale Yankee Alpha Lima Echo. Give me your name again. Come back.
Name is Ed Echo Delta. Call is Whiskey Bravo 2 Echo Alpha Victor. Got all that?
Well, okay, Ed, we got your name. What should I tell you? What's your QTH, my friend?
Right now, I'm waiting for traffic light at Old Country Road, Southwest the Bay Road, Hicksville.
Roger, we're sitting in my bedroom with a magnetic on top of my air conditioner in Jackson Heights, Queens. Come back.
Well, your setup's doing fine. It sounds like you're sitting right next to me in the car.
Okay, Ed, where are we going next? I like a nice road trip, over.
Actually, a minute ago, I was having a chat on this frequency with a couple of guys. I'm going to refill a 20-pound barbecue propane tank.
Now, I understand on the propane tank, 20 pounds. Being in an apartment up on the 8th floor, the co-op ward looks very dimly at somebody having a barbecue on the terrace. Over.
I figured you were going to say that. Actually, I've seen some places that... I have seen places where people do have, you know, propane barbecues on terraces, but most places frown on it. Yeah, well, my son lives in Washington, D.C. He has a high-rise apartment with a terrace. And they don't out and out outlaw it, but they definitely frown on it.
Oh, I understand that. The problem being, in addition to possibly setting the place on fire, you're getting all that smoke coming up into the apartment above. And the folks upstairs, if you don't invite them downstairs, they object. Over.
Well, it also depends, you know, if you're making some really, you know, good steaks, yeah, that might absolutely happen. But if you're into some obscure ethnic cuisine, they might not be jealous. They might be protesting.
I definitely hear you on that. My bill of fare would be a steak, but not only is the co-op out having outlawed barbecues, there's also a vote on outlawing smoking in the four buildings. Over.
Yeah, that would be unusual. Oh, I must say, I've come to the conclusion that smoking is bad news, but that's just my own feeling. I wouldn't impose that on others. However, I am going to impose something on you. I'm pulling into the place here where I'm going to get the barbecue refilled, so let me clear. I'll be back in a few minutes. Any parting comments? They'll be me too easy.
Well, I wish you luck on getting it refilled, and I hope you enjoy your barbecue. I'm going to zip around the frequency for a bit. Nice talking with you, my friend. W2YAL, we're out.
Okay, Yale, you have a good day. WB2EAD clear.
WA2RYY, KC1SAM. KC1SAM, clear.
Here is WB2EAV Mobile listening.
I could say the same thing. I can barely hear you. KD2KNH, we're flying.
Much better, much better. KD2KNH, WB2EAB Mobile. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I hear a little bit of static in the background, but I can understand you. I kicked the power up a little bit. I don't know what the deal is. Some days everything works great. Other days it seems like I'm a little off.
Well, kicking the power up a little bit helped your signal a lot. You're still not 100%, but at least, you know, you're reasonable.
All right, at least I can get in. I'm in Carlton Avenue, Highlandia area, heading south down the East High Slope. So I'm coming in through the Selden Lake.
Okay, and I'm meandering around Bethpage.
All right. Did I hear you were picking up some propane?
Ah, yes. I just purchased 20 pounds of propane in bulk, no container. I just put it on the front seat next to me as a loose amorphous cloudy gas. And it was $20 even, which was something that came up.
Well, that sounds like a good price. It's well worth it for a tank of propane. I never got the bug for propane. I always went charcoal. Have to be a purist. I like the smell of charcoal.
Well, it's not an either or. Each one has its own strengths and weaknesses. I mean, charcoal imparts a taste that propane can't even hope to give you. But charcoal is a total pain. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you have to allow like 40 minutes from the time you decide to light the grill until you're ready to start cooking. So it's really a trade-off, convenience versus flavor.
Yeah, I understand that, but I've never had to wait more than 10 or 15 minutes. It all depends on how much starter fluid you use to get it started.
Well, then you don't want to be in too much of a rush. You want to make sure that your food doesn't smell of lighter fluid, so you got a lot of time to burn off completely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want that lighter fluid smell or charcoal fluid, whatever it is. But I think they've been getting better over the years.
Meanwhile, I have to make a quick ATM stop. I'll be back in about 5. Any parting words?
Well, no problem, Ed. I'm going to be my next call in about 5 or 10 minutes anyway, so if I miss you, 73. Catch you later. KD2 KNH clear.
In any event, you enjoy. WB2 EAV.
W2YAL on the frequency and listening.
W2YAL, KD2KNH. I got another minute or two. How are you doing today?
I'm real good. W2VNH, W2YAL. We're real good. Just chilling out today. Had a little ride on my scooter, and I'm back and chilling. Over.
Well, excuse me. Well, I hope you had your ride with that little break in the weather. At least where I am, it was beautiful out for a little while, and now the cloud cover's moving back in.
Well, actually, it was overcast and kind of chilly. Came back in probably sooner than I would have otherwise because I just didn't have a warm enough jacket on. Over.
Completely understandable. It is some weird weather we're having lately. One day it's 80s, and the next day it's 60s. It's strange, but we've seen it before.
Yeah, this is really true. It's flippy-flopping all over the place. On the other hand, I would much rather this than 88 degrees or something. I meant to ask if there's a ham fest going on Sunday. Do you know about it, and are you planning on going? Over.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'll definitely be there. Directions and information are on the website. I'd check it out.
And that's Roger. I just became a member of that of the group and planning on going out and see what the bill of fare is. I also have some questions about DMR that I need some clarification on. Over.
Oh, it's fantastic. Welcome to the club. I've been a member a couple of years now, I guess. Great group of people. And whether it's on the TechNet, which was last night, or at one of the meetings, good time to have a discussion about DMR. But you can occasionally find somebody on that's a lot more knowledgeable than myself.
To be too ROL.
ROL, pick it up.
Yeah, hi, fellas. And I just listened to you talk, and I heard you say Hampton, and you kept saying club, but I didn't know if you meant the Lime Rock Club, the Great South Bay Club. I just didn't know what club you were referring to or where the Ham Fest was. Is it in Suffolk? Is it in Nassau? So maybe you could just run that past me. Thank you for the info. Name is Joe. We're mobile in Hotbuck.
All right. Well, the person I was just discussing this with, it was on the, was still on. I had just become a member of Limewark, and it's the Limewark Hamfest, the one that's at the old Briarcliff College site in, is it Bethpage or Hicksville? I'm sure the information's online. I believe it was a flyer. I just saw the information is in, but it should be on the website, or somebody else could chime in and let you know exactly where it is. I believe it opens at 9 o'clock, but verify that.
Sunday, this Sunday, 9 o'clock, and it's in Bethpage.
You'll be tomorrow. Well, thank you.
WB2EAB, by the way.
All right, we have another station on that I was just speaking with. Please come back.
Was the other station Joe ROL? I got the impression he got his information and left.
So another station that had just become a member and I forgot his call sign already. I'm terrible, and I'm just about to arrive at my stop. So maybe you can pick it up with him. He wanted information on the Hamfest location and TMR info.
Now, I'm not hearing anything, which may be good because I'm only in the car for a couple of minutes this shift. I'll be back in about half an hour, but right now I'm approaching my next destination on a series of errands.
This is W2YAL. Thanks. I have the info. I checked the website. Over.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you came back. I thought I lost you. This is KD2KNH, Charlie. I'm going to be clear, 73. Ed, I don't know if you're on for a couple more minutes, but I'm clear.
Yeah, I got another minute to go. Yeah, Yale, I was talking to you before. Yeah, it's this Sunday, 9 a.m. start, what used to be Briarcliff College, which is on Stewart Avenue in Bethpage, about a quarter mile north of Bethpage High School, if that serves as any kind of a landmark. USL?
That's a roger on that. I'll just put it in my GPS. I'm a city boy from Queens, so I'm not familiar with that turf at all. I was at the Bethpage Golf Course once in my life, and this will be the second time I'm in the area. Over.
You want me to give you driving directions? I'm there all the time. I send people there all the time. If you get a pencil and paper and you want it, let me know when you're ready, and I'll dictate.
I appreciate the offer very much, I've come to rely on my GPS. I do appreciate your offer, and my not taking it is not a negative here. I appreciate it. W2YAL, over.
You can try punching Briarcliff, B-R-I-A-R-C-L-I-F-F-E, College, in that page in GPS. The problem is, I believe they've gone out of business and now somebody else is using that building, so I wouldn't know what to tell you to punch in. But worst comes to worst, if you go to Bethpage High School and then go about a quarter mile north on Stewart Avenue, you'll be there.
That's a roger. I appreciate that. North on Stewart from Bethpage High School. I appreciate the info, and hopefully we'll run into each other on Sunday. Over.
Nah, I'm afraid not. The XYL talked me into doing something on Sunday. Our son lives in D.C., and she talked me into we're driving down for the weekend, so I ain't making it. Good news, I'm going to see my little baby boy.
Oh, that's great. I have a young son. He's only 26, and he's still living at home. So we don't have very far to see him. I think that's a much better choice than the Hamfest. You can always do that another time. Over.
Yeah, that's where things work out. Meanwhile, my little baby boy is 33, but we won't go there.
Well, we started late. My guy would have been beyond that by now. We were married 17 years before having him, and so we were older parents. Over 82 IKX.
IKX acknowledged. I'm not exactly a young kid myself. I mean, I got married fairly late, and then we waited a while, so yeah, he could have been much older, too. IKX, go ahead.
Thanks, Ed. It's John here, KD2IKX. It's 1055 Stewart Avenue in Bethpage. The Hamfest is around the back of the building. When you first approach in through the driveway, you're going to be heading south off of Stewart Avenue. You're going to make a right-hand turn. Go all the way down to the end of the parking lot. We try not to park in the first part of the parking lot because that's where the church is, and they use that for the parking lot. So just come down behind the building, and you'll see the guys in probably yellow jackets directing traffic as far as where the parking is.
Very good, John. You know, I got it on WB28.
Thanks for the info. 1055 Stewart Avenue, and look for the guys in the jackets. Thanks a lot. Over.
No problem. No problem. And just a reminder, this repeater has a repeater tone, so we don't use the word over anymore. Back to you.
Well, you can tell I'm new at this. I only have my ticket about 2 months now. I passed the test at your inside Hamfest, so I appreciate the advice on the protocol.
No problem. It's a pleasure. And I'm coming to my QTH, so I'm going to bid 73 to you. And if you're going to come out to the Hamfest, as long as it's not raining, I'm the DEC. I'm sorry. I'm the DEC for the Nassau County Yaris. We'll have the trailer over there. Come by and say hello. This is KD2AKS.
I appreciate that. I hope to see you. W2YAL, moving along, 73's to you, and take care. Bye-bye. W2YAL leaving the frequency.
WB2ROL and 2DPN Mobile.
KD2OGB Mobile standing by.
Thank you.
82 IKEA.
Hi. Hello, hello. Anyway. Boy, I tell you, it's so frustrating. The weather has been so rainy, cold, windy, cloudy. I mean, I'm looking at this blue sky and I'm saying, finally, I just hope this thing stays. I'm trying to get my backyard cleaned up. I got a ton of work to do. And every time I try something, it starts to rain or windy or something. It's just, I don't know. I'm a little bit frustrated. So I've been doing it. I started my backyard, and I've been doing work on it, and I'm going to continue until this is... But I want it to be clean, and I'm just expressing my weather frustrations.
Oh, yeah. Weather frustration. Speaking about weather, are you setting up a table on Sunday?
Yeah. I want to say, does the Pope wear a skull cap? Something like that. You know, it's sort of obvious, isn't it?
I don't know. For all I know, last I heard, it might rain.
Don't, please, don't say that word. I've seen enough of it. I don't want any more. I just don't want it. I'm happy that the squires took forever just to clear up this much. And I've been working outside as I speak. I'm actually going to the store because I need something. But, yes, I'm planning on being there, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we have no... And I'm not going to say the word.
You know, Andy, it could be worse. It could snow.
Oh, God, would you stop?
Another four-letter word. It begins with the letter H. Oh, hell!
Stop. Just stop. I gotta get gas. Hold on. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna get around this crazy lot of cars here. Hold on. You know, it's interesting. Some cars have the gas tank on the right side, and some have it on the left side. This car happens to have it on the driver's side. But there were cars that have it on the opposite side. I don't know why they would put the gas inlet where you get gas on the opposite side of the driver's side. That makes no sense.
Oh, my 72 Chevelle, it was behind the license plate in the back of the car.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they had them in... Yeah, I had to pull the plate down. Yeah, the plate was on a spring. I remember that. Yeah, I don't think they make cars that way. No, they don't make cars with that.